Tom, you'll be relieved to know the Congress is back in session, so all is right with the world, and the Congress certainly has plenty on its plate. To get a sense of kind of what Congress will be focusing on here in September, we welcome our next guest, Nancy Ognanovich, Bloomberg Government Congressional Leadership Reporter. So, Nancy, thanks so much for joining us. So give us a sense of kind of what's on the to-do list for Congress as it comes back into session here.
Well, play that music from 48 Hours. The boys are back in town, and they've got just like 12 working days before they leave town again for a two-week break. Yeah, and so they have to do the main thing they always do in September, which is make sure we don't have a shutdown and pass something to cover the government spending, and they're going to be starting to move that next week. And that's the main thing, because the Senate hasn't passed a single appropriations bill. They're going to start this morning working on a defense bill, about $700 billion, and then go from there. They're all due at the White House at 4 o'clock, in the Senate Republicans, that is, to talk to Trump about this agenda. And the key thing is avoiding a shutdown. And then if they can do that and they can come back around the 15th of October, then maybe they can work on that trade deal, maybe a highway bill, a few other things. And then December is right upon them. And then that's when they do a massive omnibus and try to stuff as much as they can in that package and leave town and get ready in earnest for the election next year.
So, Nancy, what are the odds that we will have a government shutdown? I mean, this continued resolution presumably is something that will be on number one on the agenda. Can they get that passed?
I think they can get that passed because Mitch McConnell really knows how bad these things hurt his party when they're facing an election. And I think that's one of the reasons or one of the messages that they'll deliver to the president today, that the 35-day shutdown that they had last year was very, very bad for the party. But people can forget these things, but not when they're only a year away from the presidential election. And so I think there'll be a lot of pressure. And although Tom doesn't really like some of these percentages and so on, I'd say right now we're looking at a 30% chance of a shutdown. But that could grow depending on Trump.
Yeah, Nancy, it's called President Trump, Nancy. Come on, you sound like you've been on Capitol Hill for 45 years. Nancy, let's cut to the chase. What matters? Are the Redskins past their sell-by date in Washington? I mean, they used to sell out. Al Hunt would board me. I'd nod off asleep. Al Hunt would be beating me up on how important the Redskins are. Is Congress still in love with the Redskins?
I can't believe that you brought up sports. Actually, you know, I was looking at their standings today, the Redskins. It's not so good. Baltimore, the Ravens, they're the ones that have the, you know, the momentum right now.
What's a buzz on the Hill? I mean, they lose to the Eagles. They get trounced. Cirilli had to be medicated. They're playing the Cowboys this week. But this used to be like, you know, in my first days in Washington for Bloomberg, the whole town is fixated by the Redskins. Is it done?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Right, that Joe Theismann, all of that, it was huge. Everybody wanted to go to the Redskins games. Nobody even talks about them these days.
Are they? I mean, you're the only one that would know this, Nancy Ognanovich. Are they going to get an appropriations bill done to build them a new stadium?
Oh, no. Nobody seems to get anything built anymore. Look at the FBI. The FBI is in that ancient, brutalist building on Pennsylvania Avenue for as long as you can imagine now.
And that was J. Edgar Hoover's fault. Nancy Ognanovich, thank you so much for the architectural lesson. Nancy Ognanovich, really a jewel for us in Washington. She has encyclopedic knowledge.